This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz in for Andy Herman. Hey, the second round of the PGA Open Championship is underway, and Mason Crosby will talk about it on the green with Timothy Gay, author of Roryland, coming up this morning at 9:40 on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thundernellis, presented by Verizon, number one network in Milwaukee, here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer actually filling in for Mitch Thundernellis today. Should be an awesome show. Should be a fun interview with Timothy Gay. And I'm super excited to get to our interview today. You can find him on Twitter at Jacob Morley. He's contributor for the Pack-A-Day podcast already. Packer Report 24/7 Sports. Jacob Morley joining the Pack-A-Day radio show today. Jacob, we have talked many a times on the other side of the phone, but usually never this long. How are we doing today, Jacob?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very good. Very good, Jacob. I am filling in for Andy yesterday and today. I was going down the list, and then I was looking through Twitter, and I had teased it already before the break because I was so shocked by these results, and we're talking about if the Packers really went backwards anywhere on their team today, based on some national media. It seems like a lot of people thinking that. But then I saw your Twitter yesterday, and the poll you put out was, verbatim, are the Packers a 500 or better team if Malik Willis starts all 17 games? And Jacob, you put up the closest race since the hanging Chad back in the 2000 presidential election, I think. 51.4% say yes, 48.6% say no. Did you expect it to be that close just off the jump when you put that poll out?
No. I was shocked as well to see that many Packers fans thought that highly of Malik Willis. And that's fine. You know, I think Malik Willis is a really good football player. But, yeah, that's that was cool. Those were surprising results. I knew there would be some people that would say, yeah, they can win 8-9 games with Malik Willis. But I don't think I'm one of them.
Do you think it's more of that many Packer fans thinking highly of Malik Willis, or do you believe that it's that many Packer fans thinking low on Jordan Love?
I don't know if it's either. You know, I think, like, I was talking to my buddy Ross Uglum about this, and he's like a Matt LaFleur guy.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, you can put any quarterback in there and kind of do a paint by numbers, and they're going to be effective. And you saw that last year with Malik winning his two games. But I think there's two sides of the coin as well, where, like, yes, Malik played really well coming in from Tennessee with 2 weeks on the team, mm-hmm. and came out and won two games. And that's really impressive. You can't take that away from him. And he is an extremely talented quarterback. Like, don't get me wrong. But I think you got to give a lot of credit to Matt and what he put together in those two games for Malik to be successful. And I think you also have to give a lot of credit to Jeff Hafley and the defense for what they were able to do in those games to give the offense an opportunity to go out and win it. But that's a two-game sample size against Indianapolis and Tennessee, two of the worst teams in football last year. So can they win 8-9 games this season against the schedule, you know, the schedule they have, the division that they're in? I don't know. I don't think so, but you never know. And if they were to do that, the argument would be, well, Malik is, he's a year into the system. He's going to be comfortable. He's going to be able to run the whole offense. You know, how much better does that look? And the other thing is, to argue for Malik, is the way this team is built, that you can kind of look at them and say they're kind of like the Ravens light. You know, a B-minus version of the Baltimore Ravens if Malik Willis is playing quarterback for them, because their run game is going to be really effective. Their defense should be really good. And they've got a quarterback that is a dual threat. You know, Malik Willis is probably one of the better running quarterbacks in the NFL if you build the offense around that. But to me, and this is, you know, my opinion, yeah, you can beat the bottom dwellers in the NFL with Malik Willis. But if you want to go big game hunting, you want to win the big games, Jordan Love has to be your quarterback, just because he's going to get you to that next level. And I think some of it, too, might be, you know, you might think, you know, the NFL execs and all that stuff, they have Jordan Love as the 12th best quarterback in the NFL, which I think is correct right now. I think that's about right where he's at with the potential to be higher. Malik Willis might be 24, you know, and so, you know, what does that get you? You know, the 24th best quarterback, starting quarterback in the NFL, that's, you know, better than some, worse than others.
Yeah.
Right? So, and a lot of teams can't say that either, where there's their backup quarterback could potentially start for other teams. Like, that's a great position to be in for Green Bay. But, you know, many a time, it's not that way. You got your starter, and, you know, the famous quote from Indianapolis is, you know, if Peyton Manning goes down, we're beat. You know, we're blank. And we don't practice being blank. You know, so that's kind of how a lot of teams operate their backup quarterback, where it's like, well, if our starter goes down, what's the point? We're going to lose a lot. And so it's not really that way in Green Bay, and Malik kind of showed that last year. So I think Malik has a lot to like about him. And, you know, Jordan, he did leave the door open a little bit last year for some fans to kind of rest on their priors and say, well, see, I told you. Look at this guy. He's throwing the ball to the other team. Look at, he's missing some open throws. I told you, where, you know, you're ignoring a lot of the underlying metrics. You're ignoring a lot of the highlight plays that he is able to do. And you're ignoring that for 25% of Jordan Love's starting NFL career, he's played MVP level football, right? So you look at his first year as a starter in 23, his first half of the year was, you know, up and down, average to bad to good, whatever. It was a mixed bag. The last half of 2023, he was the best quarterback in the NFL.
Right, right.
And then you come into 2024, and he gets hurt, and, you know, all of that. It looks like he was struggling a little bit with the injury. He looked like he was just getting healthy, kind of that Arizona game, and was ready to take off again, and then he got hurt again. So I think that's part of it as well with the Malik Willis-Jordan Love debate, that, yeah, Jordan could be better. And then the old saying, the most popular player in any – NFL, on any NFL team, is the backup quarterback, just because it's always the what if. What if this guy plays, you know? And especially when they play well in those small spurts. So, yeah, the 51% picking Malik Willis to be, you know, if he's a starter, they win more games than they lose. Maybe that's true, but I guess the next poll would be, how many games do they win with Jordan Love as a starter?
Yeah. You know? And I was going to ask you, you know, Jacob, we're joined by Jacob Morley here. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Morley on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. Now, like, you talk about the injuries with Jordan Love and then the games difference between Jordan Love and Malik Willis. How much expectation do you think Packers fans should have that Jordan Love's game can be a little more with his legs, or that can evolve that part of his game where he's more situationally mobile because of maybe a healthier season in 2025 versus 2024, where it seemed like he could never really get to 100%.
Yeah, I think as far as, like, the mobility, he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Josh Allen. He's just,
right.
Like, he's an opportunistic runner. where he's not athletic. He's an athletic guy. He'll go. He can pop off a 20-yard run if you leave it there for him.
Right. He has more mobility than Aaron Rodgers had, right?
At the end of his career, for sure.
Yeah.
I would say he's similar to how Aaron was, young Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Where he could run. There were a couple seasons where Aaron Rodgers, I think, almost led the team in rushing just because of, one, how bad the running game was, and two, he had some juice in his legs. He could go run for 15 yards if you let him do it. But both those guys are looking to pass first, and that's just how they are and all that. But you see with Jordan, too, like his athletic ability is there just based off the fact that he's really hard to sack. If you go look at the metrics for how often he's sacked, he's at the top of the league as far as, sack avoidance. So that's between the ears, and that goes all the way down to the legs, too. Like, you need both of those things to be able to be high in that metric. So I think he can be a mobile guy, but I think if he's going to really take that step and be that, second half of 2023 guy that we saw, he does need to stay healthy, and he needs to kind of iron out some of the ups and downs. And we see that with him, and that's the next evolution for him. Like, I think right now, if he plays like he did last year, he's probably around, 11, 12, 13 best quarterback in the NFL, which is valuable. I mean, there are teams that would trip over themselves to get that level of quarterback play. A lot of Packer fans have Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre brain rot, though, where they think, well, if this guy's not playing at an MVP level, what are we doing here?
Right.
And that's just not really how the NFL works. Like, guys that have shown that they can play at the level that Jordan Love has played at, they get opportunities, tons of them. They get tons of money. They get paid. So the next step for Jordan, though, is being able to be consistent, consistently hitting those big throws, consistently hitting the layups as well. That's kind of sometimes where he gets himself into a little bit of trouble. It's just the easy stuff that he needs to just kind of settle in and do, and I think that'll come with time. But, I mean, I said it the other day, too. Like, I think if Jordan Love stays healthy with this offense, with Matt LaFleur, if his receivers can kind of bounce back, and with the infusion of talent they've had at the pass-catching position, I don't think there's any reason that Jordan can't be knocking on that door of the top guys in the league, the Joe Burrows, Lamar Jacksons, Josh Allens, kind of starting to enter that point. He's got all the talent that he needs to be there. He's shown that he can play at that level. He just needs to go out and do it for 17 games.
Jacob Morley joining Packaday Radio today on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law Offices. Find his work over at Jacob Morley on Twitter, Packer Report, 24/7 Sports as well. Jacob, we've been talking today about asking if the Green Bay Packers went backwards anywhere on the team, because both rankings from NFL.com had them basically outside the top 10 on defense, just outside on defense, in which they were a top 8 defense in the league last year, and then the offense taking just a small step backwards as well. But I really don't know where you can point to on this team other than maybe corner to say the team went backwards, because they're really rocking with the same team. When I ask you if the Green Bay Packers went backwards anywhere on this team, does your brain go anywhere first, or do you think it's a foolish statement?
I think it's foolish. I mean, they didn't lose anybody. They're young, and they're all back. Typically, that's a recipe for getting better.
You would hope, yes.
Kind of how that works. Especially, again, it's Jordan Love is kind of a representation of the entire team, where it's like they're young. They've shown that they can play at a really high level. They didn't really get to that level last year, but we know they can do it. It's just, will they do it? And this is kind of the put up or shut up year for a lot of these guys. You look at that wide receiver room, I think there's a sour taste in some people's mouths because of how hyped up that wide receiver room was going into last year.
Right.
And then they just, they're fine. They were fine. And you would look at them now and say, like, well, if you were excited about them last year, the talent hasn't left. They're all still really talented. They just added the first two top 100 picks to that room. So the talent has only gone up. So I don't know how they went backwards there. The only place I would say I am concerned with this team is the depth at interior defensive line, just because they were such a productive run defense unit last year, and they lost T.J. Slaton, which when your statement is they lost T.J. Slayton, that's not a very good argument for they went backwards.
Right, right.
You know, that's really their biggest loss on the defense. And Slayton's a good player, but I think that had more to do with the – and I'm talking about the jump and the run defense. I think that had more to do with Jeff Hafley than anything, because T.J. Slayton was also on the unit the year before that was, you know, dog water. So I think it has more to do with Hafley. And the other argument I'd say for the defense to be better is this is year two of Jeff Hafley. You know, like they're not doing installments anymore. They're not all learning Jeff Hafley's, you know, system. They're not all learning each other. They're all there. They're all back. They're locked in. The only new starter that's going to contribute in a big way on that defense is probably Hobbs. And so if you've got 10 out of your 11 guys out there that have played in that system and Hobbs is a vet, I mean, I don't see how they're going to get worse. Are they – some of these you know, national articles as well are probably just looking at the depth chart and saying, oh, well, they lost Jair Alexander. Like, yeah, they did. They didn't have him last year either, by the way. But
yeah.
So I think they're going to be all right. And so, I think that's generally a silly statement. If anything, I would say maybe they'll be net neutral. They'll just kind of stay where they're at.
Well, it can't be a 1-5 in the division again, right? I mean, that's my first place where I look, right? They go 1-5 in the division last year, and they get that one win by a fingertip, quite literally. Like, they have to be better in the division this year. Everyone else really projecting that Detroit and Minnesota probably are in a worse position this year than they were in last year, no?
Right, and well, I think, yeah, so, yeah, I guess if you want to look at the flip side, and you look at that, if I'm the person writing this article, that would be the thing I'd point to, I guess, is like, you know, this team couldn't win a big game last year, and their schedule looks tougher this year. So, you know, maybe they do take a step back from the record standpoint, because they're going to have to go out and prove they can beat good teams, which, I mean, flip the page, that's every NFL team every single year. It's a new story every single year. You got to write the story. So I think with this team, yeah, like that's the headline. That's the title of the book. Can you beat good teams? And can you get to that level where you're competing with, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles of the world, that you can go out and go toe-to-toe with those guys, and not just go toe-to-toe, but knock them off the pedestal? So I think, you know, that's kind of what you're looking for with this team, is if they're going to take a step back, it's because they're playing a lot more good teams this year and they're in a really good division. But I can't see them taking a drastic step back. I think at the end of this year, they'll have a top-10 offense and a top-10 defense. And so, to me, that's – and honestly, I think that's where they were last year.
Yeah, they were. Yep, same.
So I guess if you stay net neutral and you're in the top-10 in both, who cares?
Yeah.
You're a really good team.
Giving yourself a shot, at least.
Yep.
Jacob Morley joining the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. Follow him on Twitter, Jacob Morley, Morley. Jacob, I wanted to ask you a little bit about the offseason, but I think we've covered most of it. So now, next week, we are a week away, maybe a little less than now, technically, on the hours standpoint, right, from Packers training camp. And finally, we can talk about football again, which it just feels like we've been reaching for maybe a month now to find something to talk about. But when you think of a storyline or a position battle or a headline, what comes to mind for next week when Packers training camp starts? Where does your brain go first at what you are looking forward to the most with training camp set to start up next week?
The offensive line. I want to see how that shakes out. I'm really curious to see what they do with Jordan Morgan. Is he going to get a legitimate shot to unseat Rasheed Walker at left tackle, or is he just going to kind of be sitting at that competition for right guard, where, again, he's going to have to unseat a starter who played pretty well last year, Sean Ryan. And then you have the Anthony Belton situation. I thought when they drafted him, he would just kick into guard immediately, and that's just where he'd be. It looks like they're really adamant on giving him a chance to tackle as well. So I want to see kind of where he ends up playing. I want to see, you know, what goes on with the Elgton Jenkins situation. If he shows up and plays center and is happy, all that stuff. I just think there's a lot of intrigue in that offensive line room. where they have a ton of depth and they have a ton of talent, but how is it going to shake out? You know, you're going to hear Matt LaFleur say best five, that you could turn that into a drinking game probably.
Yeah.
How many times is he going to say best five that he wants out there? But that's easy. You know, figuring that out is easier said than done. And that is something that the Packers have struggled with a little bit in the past, where all of a sudden they've got this wonky lineup and it doesn't work out for them. So figuring that out early, I think, would be beneficial for the Packers to get kind of that locked in about who they want their five to be, which, you know, might be a pie in the sky idea. There might be too much competition in that room for them to figure that out. But it will sort itself out throughout the season. So that's the biggest one for me. And then obviously you want to see the young kids. You know, you want to see, is Matthew Golden going to be a guy this year? Is he going to be someone that is going to get targets early and often for this team? Is he going to be someone that they want to kind of push into that role of the dude? You know, and that'll be interesting because they do have so much talent that, you know, it shouldn't shock anyone if Matthew Golden is like their leading receiver this year.
Yeah.
But it also shouldn't shock anyone if Dontavian Wicks takes a huge jump this year and kind of turns into what we thought he would be last year. You know, like I said earlier, the talent for Wicks did not just disappear. It's still there. You know, can he catch the ball cleanly? Jaden Reed, can he catch the ball cleanly and kind of take – there's so many guys that at fun skill position groups that could take that jump this year and really kind of propel themselves into a different tier of – playmaker for this team. You know, Tucker Kraft is another one. Luke Musgrave is another one.
Yeah.
I mean, they just have so much talent everywhere on that offense that I think that's going to be really interesting. The defense is kind of the same group that we had last year. You know, how is Hoff going to get acclimated is going to be a storyline. But beyond all that, you know, I think the offensive line is going to be the headliner. And then, you know, Jordan Love is always going to get his publicity and time, and everything he does will probably be scrutinized to a ridiculous degree, but that's just how that goes playing that position. So, yeah, my top one would be offensive line.
Real quick, I know I got to get you out of here soon. If you got to predict the five offensive linemen just right now, what's your lean right there, left tackle to right tackle? What do you go with first for Green Bay?
I'm going to say I think Jordan Morgan can and should win the left tackle position, so I'm going to go with Morgan at left tackle. I'm going to go with, you know, obviously Banks at left guard, Jenkins at center, Sean Ryan at right guard, and then Zach Thomas right tackle.
Okay, yeah, Jordan Morgan wins the battle. That's the prediction. I think so, too. I don't know what Rashid Walker should have done differently last year, but I think he just unfortunately gets the short end of the stick. Jacob, I know I got to get you out of here, but I want you to plug anything. I want you to tell people where they can find you if you want to get some extra people in, reading you up on Packer Report, Bison Report, whatever it is. Jacob, what you got working on? Plug your stuff before I let you go.
Yeah, I mean, just follow me on Twitter or X at Jacob Morley, and then once the season gets started, I'll be doing the weekly kind of by-the-numbers piece for the Packers, which is a lot of fun to do. And then, NCAA, you know, football is starting. I write for Bison Report as well for North Dakota State, which is probably not something that a lot of people follow. But if you're interested in the Fighting Christian Watsons, you can go over there and follow that as well. But other than that, just kind of keep your eyes peeled on X and everything that you need.
Awesome. Jacob, thank you so much for jumping on. You got to get out of here. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend, my friend. Of course, go Pack Go, baby.
All right, thank you. Take care.
There he is, Jacob Morley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Of Packer Report and 24/7 Sports Bison Report, too. That is something that is so North Dakota State, where bison versus bison argument, right? If you're in deep on the NDSU, it's all bison all the time. But everyone else, normal. Bison Report. Also on Packaday Podcast as well, Jacob Morley, his Twitter. Again, it is at Jacob Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y. Follow him on Twitter if you want to get your latest from the Packers on Packer Report and 24/7 Sports. Coming up on the other side, let's do our final thought of the day. Still time to get in and join the show as well in the Nicolay Fan Talk and Text line, 414-677-1250. Jacob Morley just joined us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Let's get to it on the other side. It's the Packaday Radio Show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.